Patient's last name is ALBADOR. First name is KHALIFA. Date of visit is August 20th, 2024. Next paragraph. Our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was in September 21, 2019 in San Diego, California. First up, patient was drinking an alcoholic beverage. First up, he believed that somebody put some illicit substance into his drink. First up, a patient subsequently had loss of consciousness. First up, when he woke up, a patient had a severe head pain. First up, patient's right face had laceration. First up, patient was bleeding out of the right cheek. Patient tells me that he slammed into a sign pole, P-O-L-E. First up, it injured his head. First up, he was breathing profusely. First up, patient hit the front of the frontal head. First up, patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient since then have significant vision problems and memory deficit. Since the incident, a patient have significant headache. Patient has significant blur vision. His right eye has significant blur vision. Patient has a significant memory deficit. Patient is not able to remember short-term memory well. His memory is much significantly affected since the injury. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he has significant difficulty with his work with the memory deficit. Patients have difficulty to remember his task duties. His memory is poor. Patient needs to write everything down. Patient also significant headaches. Which is also affecting his performance at work. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient sustained a traumatic brain injury. In September 21, 2019, a patient was in San Diego. A patient believed somebody put some illicit substance into his drink. Patient had loss of consciousness. A laceration in his right cheek. Patient was bleeding profusely. His head was slammed into a sign pole, P-O-L-E, which is a metal pole. Patient had significant head pain after the head injury in the sign pole. Patient tells me that he has confusion, disorientation, dizziness, after hitting the sign pole. Next paragraph. Since the incident, patient has significant daily headache. Patient's blur vision. Patient also significant memory deficit. The memory deficit is pretty significant on the MoCA examination, MOCA MoCA examination. Patient missed all five on the delay recall. It is my opinion that patient symptoms of headaches, memory loss, poor memory, and the vision and the blur vision, are signs and symptoms of the traumatic brain injury. This marks at the end of dictation.